Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The price of oil stayed near $108 a barrel today as energy markets waited for the next U.S. report on crude and fuel inventories for a confirmation of recent signs of increased demand. Benchmark crude for August delivery was down 35 cents at $105.97 a barrel. At mid-afternoon Bangkok time, in electronic trending on the New York Mercantile Exchange, the contract gained 37 cents to settle at 106.32 yesterday. Oil is up about 10% so far this month. It's been jolted higher by unexpectedly high, sharp drops in U.S. crude and gasoline inventories, which suggest stronger demand. The military ouster in early July of Egypt's president has also added a premium to crude, reflecting the risk of supply disruption from political instability in a country that controls the Suez Canal. A measure of U.S. consumer prices rose in June, pushed higher by a sharp increase in gas prices, but the overall trend in inflation stayed tame. The Labor Department today says the consumer price index increased 0.5% in June from May. Two-thirds of the increase came from a 6.3% jump in gas prices, the largest since February. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core prices rose just 0.2%. Consumer prices have risen just 1.8% over the last 12 months, and core prices are up just 1.6% in that period, the smallest 12-month change in 2 years. Low inflation has given the Federal Reserve room to keep interest rates low in an effort to boost the economy. Stay tuned in a few minutes. We'll get a look at the opening trade and talk with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Right now, a look at weather for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue to be mostly favorable, with the exception of the southwestern Corn Belt, which we're continuing to concern ourselves over the drying bias that's prevailing across parts of that region. Now, the dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt first needs to be identified and then quantified. First, we're talking about the area from Missouri and Kansas into parts of Nebraska and Iowa. These areas have not seen a lot of precipitation in the last 2 to 3 weeks and need a significant amount of moisture. The topsoil has become short to very short. The subsoil is short to marginally adequate. So crops are seeing some stress now, and temperatures over these next 3 days are going to be in the 80s and lower 90s. That'll be sufficient to generate some increased stress during the afternoons. There might even be some middle 90s in a few locations before the cold front arrives later this week and into the weekend. The cold front that's expected in these areas will also impact most of the Midwest, and we'll likely see rain accompany the frontal boundary. Rain totals, though, will run in the southwest, running from about a quarter to three-quarters of an inch. And in the rest of the Midwest, we'll see rain totals running from 3 to 9/10 of an inch, with a few local amounts maybe getting up to around an inch and a quarter. Now, the precipitation that comes with this frontal system is expected to be generalized across the region. But again, there will be areas in the southwest in particular that don't do very well with the amount of rain that falls, and additional moisture will be necessary. There's another frontal boundary that will come across the Midwest as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. This will be a warm front and will bring back warmer temperatures to the Midwest. And as it comes across the region, we'll see additional precipitation occurring across a part of the Midwest. The precipitation that comes with that frontal system will be less than a half inch, though, in the southwestern Corn Belt, where the dryness bias is still in place. Everybody else will probably see totals that will run from maybe 3 to 7/10 of an inch, with some local totals up around 1 inch. Now, prior to this frontal boundary later this week, we will see some scattered showers across the Midwest, including places like Iowa and Illinois and some other areas surrounding that area. We'll likely see rain totals running from a few hundredths of an inch, though, to 2 or 3/10 of an inch most often. There will be a risk of something locally heavier, but it's not going to be common. This precipitation will occur tomorrow afternoon and Thursday afternoon, and then we'll bring the frontal system for Friday and Saturday through the rest of the Midwest and bring in the cooler air. Temperatures will be rather warm into Thursday. A lot of highs in the 80s and lower 90s throughout the Midwest, with middle 90s will be possible in the Southwest. We'll look for temperatures to cool rather notably, though, behind the cold front, and we'll likely see high temperatures cooling back into the 70s across the Great Lakes region, the uppermost Mississippi River basin, and 80s in most other areas. Our low temperatures at night could actually slip down into the upper 40s across the upper parts of the Midwest. Everybody else will see 50s and lower 60s. The warmer air will be back as we move into next week, and the temperatures will be once again back into a seasonable range of 80s and lower 90s. Some of the computer forecast models runs here recently have suggested a ridge of high pressure may develop in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and that will likely occur in the second half of next week going into the second weekend. If that indeed occurs, we'll likely see some warmer tendencies and an ongoing concern about dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And now looking at the current trade out of Kansas City, winter wheat for September is 708 and a quarter. That's up 7 1/4. December, 725 and a quarter, up 7 1/4. September out of Chicago, wheat, 678 and 3/4, up 9 1/4. December, 690 and 3/4, up 8 1/2. September corn, 546, up 9 3/4. December, 514 and a half, up 11. March, 526 and a half, up 10 3/4. May, 2014, 534, up 10 1/2. August beans, 1476 and 3/4, up 23. September, 1333, up 18 1/2. November, 1285, up 21 1/4. January, 2014 beans, 1289. Up 20 1/2. August bean meal, 464.10, up 12.60. September, 422.20, up 9.80. August bean oil, 46.10, up 26. September, 46.04, up 28. August live cattle, 122.47 1/2, up 0.025. October live cattle, 126.650, down 0.025. August feeder cattle, 152.15, down 50. September feeder cattle, 154.85, down 30. August lean hogs, 95.47 1/2, down 0.075. Joining me now on the phone to talk about the markets, Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
What are you seeing in some of this upward movement this morning?
Well, the good to excellent rating was down a couple on both corn and beans, and that was kind of a shock to the industry. What they don't realize is every year in July, usually by the middle of July, it starts going back down, but we're so far behind in planting, and I think people forgot that. Then the other thing is in the weather forecast around 2 o'clock last night, when it really took off, the European model is saying drier and less rain. The American model doesn't quite say that. And even the European model, if you go out 3 weeks, says we're going to have nice moisture and nice temperatures. But right now, all of that together, the hotter and drier, and the 2 points less good to excellent has pushed things back higher.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of days ago, we were seeing a little bit more optimistic outlook on weather.
Well, weather last Friday, a week ago Friday, when we dropped all of that, was cooler and wetter, and now it got warmer and hotter. Weather-wise is here. That brought it up a little, and now the weather forecast. The European model says we're going to be drier. The American model doesn't. The Canadian model kind of agrees with the American model, so none of them agree. You put the same information in 47 models, and you get 47 answers. But the hot and dry has pushed it higher.
What about the price of oil is up near $106 a barrel today. Any thoughts on those trades?
Crude at one time helped pull and push. I think crude has kind of went on its own. In fact, we had gas prices go up here 40 to 60 cents when crude went down $5. And we had gas prices go back up that 60 cents when they went down when the crude went up. And when the crude went back down, the gasoline went back up. But now we have both of them higher. But I think they go more on the economy and more on the world, and it doesn't affect corn as much as maybe it did a year or two ago.
What are you looking up? Else are you looking out for in the next few days?
Looking for highs to be, put in soon on new crop, old crop. We still have a tight supply in both corn and beans, tighter in beans than corn. And so they could be supported well by that tight old crop supply. New crop, everybody's growing more acres in the world, everybody's using fertilizer, and new crop in the northern hemisphere is a lot better shape than it was last year, especially in Europe, the Ukraine, Russia. It's also better in India and Australia, and South America is about ready to start harvesting record or shipping record corn crop. They will be shipping that through December. They're still shipping record bean crops, and so we have got competition from around the world that helps hold it down, but tight supply here and bad weather here means our crop is questionable.
What about the shape of the dollar right now?
The dollar is kind of like the crude at one time or another. People blamed it for everything. I don't know if you can right now say that it's helping or hurting. The dollar today is down 28. There will people look at that and say, oh, that's why grains are up. But, we can sell more to foreign countries if the dollar is lower. But exports, especially on corn, have not been good. We're down 50% from a year ago. And in the USDA report a week ago Thursday, they basically said we're going to get all that back, and there's a lot of people saying that's a bunch of hooey also.
All right, thanks a lot, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart, Bates Commodities at Normal, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYLL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana, 82 degrees on Friends Plaza. It's 9:01.